Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here, just outside the Criminal Courts Building, where we've covered and live-tweeted day one of People of the State of New York versus Trump. It was supposed to be jury selection, but the whole morning was tied up in rulings on various motions, most of which went against Trump. Judge Mershon, Slamity Damity, actually, I'll cut to the end. At the end of the day, Todd Blanche, the lawyer for Donald Trump, said that next week on Thursday he'd like to attend arguments at the Supreme Court. It's very important. Mershon said, well, this is very important too. Your client must be here. He's allowing in quite a bit of evidence. Some he disclosed. You can find it all in the thread. And he got through, I believe, 9 or it could be 11 because 2 fell off. We've got some music coming on. They went through a total of 11 jurors. It's going to take a while. We're covering it. It's not as easy as you might think. Hey, White House prayer. All right. In any event, it's a circus. It's a total circus. And we're going to do our best to keep this up. It's not always easy, but innercitypress.com, you can find us there. Now, back to the Southern District of New York, where it turns out that it looks like the Bob Menendez case, despite the prosecutors trying for the second time to get it delayed, past May 6th, is going to go forward on May 6th. So we're going to be juggling a couple of things. It's not as easy as we thought over here, but we are on the case, and to be continued.